place. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. And all over this place, as a prophecy, it should be. All over this place, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters covers the sea.
Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor for a night like this. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Supremacy, dominion, rule, and sovereignty be to your name. Thank you, Master.
There is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters covers the sea, the Spirit of the Lord is moving, and all over the world, as the prophet said it should be. Love of the Lord, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Blessed be your name, Lord. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. Can remain standing as we read this scripture all the way to verse 13. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, can we read? They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And he sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Patians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and in Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jewish and proselytes, Greeks and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Keep going. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you. Hearken to my words, you are not reading. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Father, thank you for tonight. Let not one person live here the same way they've come. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. The subject of this conference is the wind and fire of revival. And that will be our theme for tonight, to to introduce officially the conference. The morning session was more for healing and deliverance service. Our objective tonight is to understand the character or the characteristics of a revival. What happens? What do we expect in a season of revival? Some people think that revival is a church event. We have a midweek revival. We have a weekend revival. Yes, it can be. But revival is far beyond that. Revival is the season of intense manifestation of the almightiness of God among a people. The season of intense manifestation of the almightiness of God among a people. The season of the intense manifestation of the almightiness of God among a people. Revival also, number two, is the invasion of the climate and resources of heaven upon the earth. The invasion of both the climate and the resources of heaven upon the earth. What happens in the season of revival? I'm going to be very sharp tonight. Number one, what do we expect in a season of revival? Number one, the sound from heaven. In every season of revival, heaven says something. When heaven speaks and earth hears, revival can explode. When heaven speaks and earth hears, revival happens. Many times heaven speaks, but the earth hasn't heard. So nothing happens. It is also important to note that when heaven gives a sound and the earth hears the sound, there will be something for the world to hear. When heaven gives the sound and the people of God gets the sound, the world must hear something. So in a season of revival, there is something to hear. There is a sound. There is something to hear. There is a sound. When revival happens, it can't be business as usual. You are no longer muted. If a man is saying something and nobody is hearing, it means he hasn't heard anything from heaven yet. The sound from heaven, number two, is the light from heaven. The season of revival is the season of the light from heaven. There is something to see. The meaning of that is, revival season is a season of revelation explosion. There is something to see. And as I speak right now, there are eyes that will be opened. Eyes will be opened. Ears will be opened. In the name that is above every name. A revival season is a highly prophetic season. Highly prophetic season. It's a highly prophetic season. It's a highly prophetic season. A season to hear and a season to see. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Now, that translates into visible manifestations of God. So if we say there is revival in a church or in a land or in a city, there is something for the people of that land to see. A season of revival is the season of evidential spirituality. Evidential spirituality. Evidential spirituality. There is something that is evident. It is not theoretical spirituality. It's evidential spirituality. When they were doubting the calling of Jesus Christ, when John the Baptist said to Jesus, he sent some people and he said to him, are you the one to come or do we expect another to come? He said, go and tell John the Baptist that the blind see and the deaf hear. He said, but blessed is he that is not offended in me. In other words, if I show up anywhere, there is something to see and there is something to hear. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Except God is not there. If God is there, if God is moving, if God is in a ministry, if God is anywhere, there is something to see and there is something to hear. Otherwise, we turn it into a symposium, a lecture hall, is a normal secular seminar that has nothing other than just appeal to the mind. Is God speaking to someone here at all? This is very, very important. This is very, very important. If you are a pastor, insist on nothing other than evidential spirituality. Refuse theoretical religion, theoretical, theological religion. Trust God for evidential spirituality. Where even the most hardened of atheists will say, I can see something. The season of revival is the sound from heaven. Is number two, the light from heaven. And number three, are you ready for this? Is the warmth and wind from heaven. Warmth or heat and wind from heaven. When the wind blows, even if you didn't see it and you didn't hear it, you feel it. Even if you didn't see it, even if you didn't hear it, it was not loud enough and it was not visible enough, yet you feel the wind, you feel the wind, you feel the wind. We are in the generation where even if the devil himself enters into the assembly, he must feel something. He must feel something. He must feel something. The atheist must feel something. The Islamist must feel something. The Buddhist must feel something. They must feel the God we serve. They must feel the reality, the materiality, the tangibility of our spirituality. The reality, the materiality, the tangibility of our spirituality. The two things that came at Pentecost are things to feel. Fire, you feel the heat. Wind, you feel the breeze. Am I communicating at all? Mahoshata. Because there are people, they, it is not what they see that will move them or what they hear, but what they felt. Their body felt something. Their minds felt something. Their emotions felt something. They stepped into the assembly. In Charles Jiffin's ministry, it was not what he said that changed people. Not what he said. It was not what even people saw. It was what they felt. They just felt something. This man will be in one location and 50 miles away, people are weeping for their sins. What they felt. What do you call her? Maria Woodward Eater will be in a city organizing a crusade and people coming on ship, inside the ship, 50 to 100 miles on the high sea, away from the land, from the harbor of the city where she is. They are coming under power inside the ship, experiencing trances and revelations and coming under power. What is happening to the crew? What is happening to the ship? Only for them to realize that a woman is holding a crusade where they were going. In her meetings, people will be under power for 24 hours. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? We have gone so far from revival of scripture, from spirituality, until we have gotten so satisfied with ordinary profession of faith and ordinary instructions and teachings that appeal to the mind, and then we just come and just go. No, but something is about to happen. That is why the theme of this conference is the sound and the wind and the fire of revival. Because God is bringing us back to that point where people will hear something, and then they will see something, and then they will feel something. Lift your hand, say, Father, I am ready. I am ready. I am ready for the sound. I am ready for the fire. I am ready for the wind of revival. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I have so much to say tonight. But number four is the deposit from heaven. When revival happens, deposits are made. Deposits. God lays upon people what they need to fulfill their assignment for that season. They are sat upon them. It was one translation said, cloven tongues of fire were distributed on their head. In our university days, we used to hold what we call campus fire conference. When we do that, our handbill that we do, will write under the handbill, ensure that you are there, because there will be a sure distribution of fire. Fire will be shared. It will be shared. Fire. There will be a sharing of fire. Not money. Not cloth. Am I communicating? You step into a revival climate empty. You step out loaded. Because God places a deposit anywhere he intends to make a demand. He places a deposit on the pastor, places a deposit on the minister, places a deposit on his servants in a revival climate. That was what happened to Peter, such that when Peter stepped onto the streets of Jerusalem, his shadow was healing the sick because deposit was made. that the deposit was made on the day of Pentecost. When he showed up at the gate of the beautiful, gate called Beautiful, he looked at the man, he said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. And he jerked up the man because a deposit was made on him on the day of Pentecost, and he had to discharge that deposit. Our deposits may be different. Some may be prophetic deposits, some apostolic deposits, some teaching deposits, healing, deliverance deposits. But in the real climate of revival, people will look at you and say, what happened to this man? Is Saul also among the prophets? When did this man become a healing evangelist? When did this man become a prophet? When did this man become an apostle? What happened to him? It's because you stepped somewhere and a deposit was made. And as the deposit was made, you stepped on the street and you begin to make deliveries and begin to make deliveries and deliveries and deliveries. Makasha koko baga da 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 da. Lekopata saka la 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 la. Masha toko kalabaya da 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 da. I want someone to make demands on God right now before this convention is over. Lord, I cannot live here empty. I cannot live here empty. That deposit I need for life. I need for ministry. I need for my destiny. I need for my assignment. I make demands on this deposit now. On this deposit now. On this deposit now. On this deposit now. I make demands on needed deposit. Paul the Apostle said in Romans chapter 1 verse 11, he said, I long for you. I long to see you, that I may impart unto you. I want to drop some deposit in your life to the end that you may be established. You understand that? That whatever be the situation of your life or your ministry, if there is a struggle somewhere, a deposit is needed to tackle such a struggle. If there is a need for growth, a need for a particular dimension of result, a need for a particular dimension of manifestation, a deposit somewhere. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Let me at least go halfway today. And deposit is in levels. You know, the evangelistic grace is in levels. Okay? You know, teaching grace is in levels. Pastoral grace is in levels. Somebody has a level of pastoring 1,000 people, 2,000 people, and he has tried. But if he needs to move higher, he may need a higher deposit. Somebody, having been kidnapped, was inside the bush. You heard a testimony in the thick forest around Ore, Benin Express Road. She was right inside the bush and began to sing one of the songs that God gave us. You are always there to help. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there, you are always there for me. Even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trace you, I still have faith in your word that you are always there for me. And she was right in the middle of the bush, put her head inside her legs, and then lifted up her head. The next time she had evaporated from that place. She has disappeared from the middle of kidnappers. And she's right by the express road, by the highway. She's seated by the highway. By the highway. Beside military checkpoint. So what happened to Philip will still happen again. We are in those days where the things we read about in scripture will be happening again. Where somebody is planning. You know what? Some time to come. And this will happen. I've seen it in Revelation. Where you found yourself in Ghana and you didn't fly there. So you wanted to return back and you're wondering, so how do I get back? So I said, let me have to buy a return ticket now. Since the miracle only brought me here. But this is where I was going. That you are always there to help me. And all these other songs, I don't know the number of testimonies it has produced in the life of people. Singing it in the, whatever. While singing inside the service, whether they were singing on their own. Then someone saw a revelation one day and he came to tell me. Then I understood. He said, sir, I saw in the revelation where there was a tall shelf. And there was a lot of music notes and music things on those shelves. He said, I saw you. You were picking the music from top. He said, I saw many other people getting music too, but they were getting it from under the shelf, from the lower level of the shelf. So, okay. The thing is in levels. Not just the melody of the message, but the mantle it carries. Not just that I sang a song, but what is the anointing? What is the level of that song in the realm of the spirit? What level of powers can it deal with? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? See, so when revival happens, deposits are made. In all humility, by his mercies, I am a product of diverse deposits. Because of dieless hunger. Hunger that can't be conquered. And by major function of his mercy. Dieless hunger. And I'll come to that shortly. But my major passion today is that any deposit you need to move your life forward, to move your destiny forward, to move your ministry forward, any deposit you need to overrun that city, any deposit you need to show the devil the road back to hell, that deposit shall be made in this conference. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. You are saying amen, shout amen at the top of your voice. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is the character of the revival? Number 5 is the fullness of the Spirit. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled. They didn't just get the Holy Ghost. They were filled. There is a difference between somebody having a portion of the Holy Ghost and is filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you know what it means? We normally used to have water around here. And a glass. Some of you hiding your water under there. That water cannot perform the result. this water. Now, I like you to imagine. But the reason why they don't keep water around is because we don't want to tempt ourselves by keeping water. You know, there are a lot some people that before they finish preaching, many bottles of water has finished. And that is no challenge, but the salivation of the congregation. And the people are just watching. Say, why is this man oppressing us? Not knowing that he's sweating it out. But yeah, so we kept water away. Now, when this thing has water, no matter, give me the other one. Okay. All right, okay, let me use this one. This has water.
There's nothing I do to hold it for me. Hold it for me.
I do this. The water is still inside. The level of pressure that will get this water out is much. Nobody can doubt that there is no water here. But the water is not sufficient to impact the environment. The water is only is contained. That's why they call it container. The water is confined. You carry grace, but it's only located within. And if you see the kind of grace that must impact your generation is the grace that flows, that overflows. Here is the water. Here is the water. I don't need to do much to this water. It's effortlessly dropping. The ground cannot claim ignorance. It's just living its normal life. Not too much effort. And if you make any little effort, a couple from Holland, Bert and Anya, they are watching right now from Holland. They followed us to, they came from Holland to England for the meeting. They normally traveled here for meetings. So they said, how they wish that what is happening here, that said there's open heaven here. They need it in their country. That in their country now, if you use he or she, they say you are discriminating. That there is a category that is neither he nor she. You say you can call it. Yes. So, he said, how she wishes this anointing and this open heaven can come. Then she came to the London, England meeting. And said, the same thing happening here was happening there. People under power, wise people, talking about snake leaving their body. All manner of encounters, healings, miracles. You know what she said? She said, I thought the open heaven was at the glory dome. I didn't know you carry it around. That was what the white woman said. I didn't know you. He said, it means anywhere you arrive, it must open. Effortlessly. Revival climate. Or a robot said, in the days of healing revival, he said healing was in the air. He said you didn't do much for anybody to be healed. Is filled and it overflows. That was what happened to Aaron. He flowed from his bed to the skirt of his garment and he dropped on the floor. So there is a very easy way to locate where Aaron passed. Just trace the oil. It is very easy to confirm where you have been. The mark, that is why he said a fire devoured before them. And behind them a flame burning. There is fire in front of them. When they have come and gone, there is fire that remains behind to show that this person passed here. That's right. All manner of things happen in that place. He said, I never knew. I prayed for they themselves somewhere in the crowd. I never knew. This is not Nigeria. This is England. That crowd at Excel Center. How many of you are trusting the Lord for a flow that the witches cannot claim ignorant of? A flow that will soak the land. That will soak the land where you are. That will soak the land where you are. A flow that will soak the land where you are. A flow that will soak the land where you are. That will soak the land where you are. The Assemblies of God's President of Malawi. He said, what do we do? You just step up and the climate just changes. How do we do it? Should I learn how to sing? He said, they just step up and then suddenly everything changes. I prophesy today in the name that is above every name, that which will flow out of you, will flow out of you, will flow and overflow, and catch the ground, and catch the village, and catch the community, and catch the city, and catch the territory. Where you are is being released now. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the loud must say amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believers amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive. Say, Father, I receive the overflow dimension of the Spirit in this revival. Say, Father, thank you for the measure of the Spirit. But today, I am asking for the fullness dimension, the overflow dimension. I require it. I desire it. I demand it. I receive it. Imagine 10 people in the country with such overflow dimensions that can confront the territorial powers in your city. Confront the territorial powers. Because of the mood of the climate, I'm going to allow us to pray. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let the fire from the throne. Ay, 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 please let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let the fire from the throne. Thank you.
Let this point number six, why you remain standing. And then we shall begin to pray. Because it is connected to this fifth point. And it is called the speakings of the Spirit. And they began to speak. And we need this speaking of the Spirit. The speakings of the Spirit. Call it the release of the tongue. Call it the gift of utterance. God told his servant Bishop David Oyedepo, he said, I have touched your tongue today with a coal of fire. From this moment, as you say it, you will see it. The speakings of the Spirit. Where you have a voice that has a registration in the realm of the Spirit. Manana, Jesus, we know it is registered. There is a registration of that voice. Paul, we know. We have his voice recorded, coded in the realm of the Spirit as a voice to obey. But who are you? We don't know your voice. It is nowhere to be found. It's not scheduled. It's not recorded. It's not registered. There are, in the realm of speaking, in the prophetic realm, there are many realms. There is the seer realm. There is the hearer realm, where the seers, what they see is sharper. The hearers, what they hear is sharper. There is the knowers. Jesus perceived in his spirit plenty times. There are the sayers. And inside that saying, there are two departments. There is the foretelling and the forthtelling. F-O-R-T-H, telling. And the F-O-E-R, telling. The foretelling is saying things that you saw, that you know will happen. And you are saying it to declare that they will happen because you saw it happening. The fourth telling is to command what should happen. Is to enforce it. This is scriptural. This is correct. This is legal to happen. I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything, but I am telling this thing to happen. Ay, 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 ay. Magalaga yada yada. And both the foretelling and the forthtelling in the speech realm, in the sayer realm. You are at the point where there is a registration in the realm of the Spirit that this is a voice that cannot be turned down. This is one that commands and is obeyed. This is a voice that cannot be argued with. This is a voice that cannot be negotiated. We were in Taraba State Crusade. Last year, it was in the month of May, right? Was it May or April? May. You were there. Maybe they might show us the clip. Terrorist stronghold. When we arrived the town, the first story they began to tell us was story of terrorism. From the airport, we saw the way the people are driving. We asked the driver, what's going on? Oh, is this because of a terrorist attack in this place? It's so terrible. Since they don't know who is who, everybody has to park from the roadside. I say, wow. We saw the chief executive of the state, the number one person of the state, the number one story he was telling us was the terrorism. I was wondering, why is everybody telling us terrorism? Not knowing that they believe we came with solution. So they have to tell us the situation of the land. To the extent of telling us the last time the terrorists came here and came out, they overwhelmed the military. Can you hear a story you are telling a visitor? It was with that platform we went to the crusade ground. Day one. Day two. I stood there. Now they were doing COVID, no gathering, public gathering. It was their religious holiday. Number three, it was a terror. Everything was against the journey. Every single thing. 24 hours to the time. 48 hours to the time. My wife asked me, how about the crusade? I said, I'm not sure yet. And then I went into prayer. And while I prayed, the Lord said, I'm going before you to open the two lift gates. He gave me two scriptures. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be thou lifted. When I saw that scripture, what I heard is like, I am waiting for you there. Ola, ola. You are waiting for me there. Who am I to remain here? We went there. The second night of the crusade, I decreed, you can see the crowd there, I decreed and I told them, these terrorist groups are going to clash. It was a Friday night. And they, since they like killing people, they will kill each other. Friday night, 5 days later, the two top terrorist groups clash with each other, kill their head. 5 days later, when the speakings was done, there was a registration in the realm of the spirit. And it went to pass with accuracy. I said the earth will swallow them. A week ago, the same state, one of the towns in that state, the pastor called me on a Sunday. Pastor is here, right? It was a Sunday afternoon that they went to attack. What? Yes. They went to attack a city Sunday afternoon, two Sundays ago. It's okay, you can leave it. They went to attack the city. This vigilante or whatever, the hunters in the village, in the town, whatever equipment they carried, wasted every single terrorist that arrived. None escaped. Those that were alive, that didn't die, they brought them to the city center, set them on fire. Jubilation in the land. Ay. We told them that this earth will be their burial ground. Tension everywhere 2 weeks ago. And we stood and we declared and said, this tension dies now. It died forever. And we are about to experience the birth of a new nation. No hell shall stop it. You have been speaking, but not much is happening. But not after tonight. That amen can be better. Say after me, say, Father, I need a voice that is recognizable in the realm of the spirit. I need a voice. I need a deposit upon my life today. Remain standing everywhere while I'm going to pray. Shagalabayada yada yada hosana. I need a sound from heaven. I need my ears open to hear from heaven. I need the light from heaven. I need my eyes open to see. I need the warmth from heaven, the wind from heaven. I need that evidential Christianity, evidential spirituality, experiential. Father, I know I need a deposit in my life. I know there is something in my life that needs to move me to the next level. And I need it right now. I need the fullness of the Spirit. The overflow dimension. Where what I carry can saturate the earth. I need the speakings of the Spirit. I need the release of my tongue. I need the gift of utterance. I can't be dumb spiritually. I have to speak with a voice that is registered in the realm of the Spirit. A voice that is registered. A voice that is registered. A voice that is registered in the realm of the Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Thank you.
over.
Say, Father, open my ears,
open my ears
to the sound,
to the sound
from heaven.
From heaven.
Open my eyes,
open my eyes
to the revelation,
to the revelation
from heaven.
From heaven.
Give me evidential,
give me evidential
experiential,
experiential
spirituality,
spirituality
that I can affect others with.
Father,
I need that deposit.
What is lacking
in my life
today
for my ministry,
for my life assignment,
whatever is lacking,
I need
the deposit
now.
Father,
give me
an overflow
of the Spirit
that will impact
my world,
my generation.
An overflow,
an overflow,
an overflow,
an overflow,
an overflow.
Father, give me
a voice
that is recognizable
in the world of the Spirit.
A voice
that is registered
in the realm
of the Spirit.
A voice
recognizable
by principalities,
by powers.
Give me that voice
now.
Father,
I receive,
I receive,
I receive,
I receive
the impact
of the sound,
the impact
of the wind
and the fire
from heaven.
I receive it
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
Ashadaya.
Of God in the earth. Your heart is just filled with a passion for what God wants to do in the earth. You are existing far beyond yourself. You think in terms of a generation. You don't think in terms
dreams of yourself or your little assignment. You have a passion for what God wants to do in the earth. You have a passion. When I left Malawi, after speaking with the president, after seeing all of them, I told him, I said, I'm living here with a burden. You cannot publicly project God like this and fail. You can't. That man led the whole country on their knees. Some of you were not here in the morning. We showed the clip. Show it briefly if you can. I told him, you cannot project God like this and fail. You people thought you invited me to come and bless you. You thought you invited me for your purpose, but I came here for my own purpose. I am living here with something. That's the man right there. The president of a country. Very soon, he will take the microphone and he will ask everybody to go on their knees. That's the presidential podium that goes with him everywhere. Years ago. The dwarf must return the food. Going on his knees.
Father, we give you the honor.
And the first lady.
We are
on
before you as a nation.
Father, we ask today, Malawi shall not be ashamed.
Malawi
shall not go down. In the name of Jesus, we decree fresh oil on the ground of Malawi. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Every yoke and every agenda of darkness be destroyed. Everyone here tonight in need of surrender to Jesus, pray the prayer of surrender after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life.
You can stop there.
Many times, the littleness of our vision is the enemy of the impartation we need. God is too big to waste his purpose on very tiny things. We have to think in terms of a generation. Yes, you are pastoring a location, but be generation minded. What God is doing in the earth? One of the reasons why we speak with passion over this country the way we do, it's because if this nation crashed under our watch, it was better we didn't exist. It was better we didn't live. It was a waste of existence. Under our watch, that darkness quenched light. That the dog intimidated the lion. At times it amazes me how so many people are so calm. How I can go carry microphone on the altar and preach normal, continuously as if everything is normal. Man who follows passion. What is in your heart is the determinant of what God can put in your hands. It's a determinant of what God can put in your hands. God does glorious things with serious people. If it will be glorious, somebody must be is serious. Very serious. Very serious. Very serious. Until people will be looking at you as if you are too serious. They have accused us like that many times. Calm down, you are too serious. Before we pray, and we'll be going in a few minutes. Father, fill me with passion for your purpose in the earth. You know, in scripture, you keep on hearing the burden of the Lord. Habakkuk, the burden. In our generation, we don't understand the burden of the Lord. We understand our burden, but we don't understand the burden of the Lord. That is, Lord, what is bothering you? What is it that is your burden? What is it that is bothering you? He put some measure of it in someone like Elijah. And he drops a measure of it in your heart. He dropped a little in the heart of Nehemiah. And he took Nehemiah from an ordinary cupbearer to becoming the governor, the leader of a nation, by the burden of the Lord. Am I communicating? That's why many people are normal. They are just normal, casual. Because they don't understand what is bothering God. You wake up with some revelation. You are asleep. You can't eat food. Very, 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 very few times for a while now that food will cross my mouth before 3 o'clock. I'm not fasting. I'm not fasting. That is, you are not fasting. That is a different, that is, breakfast was around 3 p.m. Because of diverse matters. Including matters of our land. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Right now. Father, for this wind and fire of revival, give me a deposit of your burden. Not all of it, just a little portion. Lift your hands now and say, Father, I need a baptism of your passion, a deposit of your body in my heart. I need it now. Open your mouth and pray.
If you can, overnight, take some time of more praying, going over those points. I believe there are encounters this night that will appear as if for you the conference has finished. Massive transmission, because the need around the earth is massive. Lift your hands high. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it fire from the throne. Lift your hands. Father, let the fire fall. Let a deposit happen. Shakokobagada. Lift your hands high. About 36 years ago, we're praying in the living room of my father's house. Suddenly there was a visitation. And she had an encounter. An angelic encounter. So an angel arrived with a big pot of oil. He said, take it. And place it on his head, me. So what is coming is heavy. You can handle it. Put it on his head. That deposit came like that with her hand. And placed it on my head. It was like a trailer landed on the head. My head hit the ground like it broke into pieces. I heard the sound. If it was somebody else or something else, I would think that that head has broken, scattered, brain out. Yet not a pain or swelling or any trace of any feeling. The deposit was heavy. I got up from that ground about 37 years ago, among other deposits, never to be the same. I perceive something like that is about to drop tonight on somebody. Lift up your two hands where you are. Lift your hands high. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow, let it fly from the throne. Let it flow, 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 let it fire from the throne. Let it flow. Lift your hands high at a count of seven.
You scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head. Place it like something is dropping on your head. You know, before Elisha took the mantle of Elijah, before Elisha took the mantle of Elisha, he carried his own cloth first and tore it into two. In case this one doesn't drop, I have something with me already I use as a point of contact. Your own hands is a point of contact tonight for what is about to drop on you. You lift your two hands. And when I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, before I reach 7, you place, by the time I say 7, you place that hand on your head and scream, I receive that deposit coming upon you tonight. The overflow of the Spirit. Eyes open, ears open, spirit open for something to drop. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I receive.
to have your sins forgiven, to have Jesus to be Lord over your life. Pick up your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush to the front. Please take your seat, everyone, 1 minute. You know, Pastor, everything you are preaching tonight, I believe, but I know my life is not right with God yet. I want to make it right with Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags. Quickly rush to the front here and let us receive you. Quickly, quickly carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and come forward. Let us receive you. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Carry your Bibles. One.
Give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone. Every breath that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Of your will, Lord.
Lord, have your way.
Sing it one more time.
Lord,
I give you my heart. Give you my soul. I live for you alone.
I live for you
alone. Every moment I'm away. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name. Every one of you, the Lord bless you. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of God, the hold of sin broken off your life. And the grace of God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you.